Dan Raj and Rajiv Karia, who helped me with mine. And the producer was Julia McKenzie, and it was a BBC Studios production. Hi, hi.
Sleep tight. The first two episodes in the series are available now on BBC Sounds with Krishnan Gurumurthy and Gina Miller. And tomorrow, Sandy's joined by the BBC's chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette.
On BBC Radio 4.
What year is it?
A bad one.
Futuristic drama.
Jolene, we need to leave now.
With Jessica Barden.
I don't want to die before I've even lived.
As a young tennis champion thrown into a society in turmoil.
Riots broke out, markets crashed, police disbanded. We got off the grid and moved to isolated, faraway locations.
You're not going anywhere.
Steelheads.
Please someone!
Starts on Friday afternoon at 2:50.
You want to see something cool? Like the coolest thing ever?
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Of the 103 episodes of the classic sitcom Hancock's Half Hour recorded for radio, nearly two dozen are missing or lost. But fear not, these shows have been recreated from the original scripts. And now on Radio 4, another chance to hear the episode in which Hancock is determined to keep his New Year's resolutions.
This is the BBC Light Programme. We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Half Hour. Listen to this, Bill, Andre. My list of New Year's resolutions. I, Anthony Aloysius St. John Hancock II, hereby resolve to never again tell lies, to love my neighbour, to renounce all forms of violence, to be kind to children and dumb animals, to settle all my outstanding debts, neither a borrower nor a lender be, to work hard and never more swing the lead, to give up swearing, give up gambling, give up smoking, give up drinking, and give up going out with girls. There. What do you think?
Great. When's the funeral?
That's it. Go on. I thought that's the sort of remark I'd get from you. Would do you good, me lad, to make some resolutions yourself.
I've made some. My list is exactly the same as yours, only doing more of everything.
Typical. No wonder your hair's falling out. You ought to be ashamed of yourself walking around with your head poking out like that.
My hair is not falling out. It's just a little thin on top. It was the war. Never had my tin helmet off night and day.
Why not? You were 2,000 miles from the front line.
I was in an answer show and I wasn't very good.
Tony, how long do you think you'll keep those resolutions for?
As long as I live.
But, Tony, do you realise what this will mean? Completely changing your entire life, cutting yourself off from the world, giving up all your little pleasures. You might as well go into a monastery.
I thought about that too.
What stopped you?
I didn't fancy the haircut. So I'm doing the next best thing. I'm reforming. I'm putting my old way of life behind me.
When did this terrible affliction first strike you?
Last night. I went out for my evening stroll and then suddenly I began to think back over my life. It wasn't pretty, William. I thought back over all the terrible things I've done in me time. Midnight bingo parties on the vicar's lawn. Mad, abandoned, sensuous dancing at the Cheltenham Spa tea rooms. Non-stop drinking sessions with the young bucks of the club. Gad, how that buttermilk would inflame our brains and quicken our pulses. Until we'd collapse in a drunken heap under the full-length oil painting of Mrs. Pankhurst. Whole threepenny pieces risked on the flick of a cigarette card. Need I go on? It's very painful. When you look at me, you look at the natural successor to Alastair Crowley.
Oh, boy. You've really lived it up, haven't you?
And then as I was walking along the road, I saw the light. I said to myself, Hancock, look around you. What does it mean? What are you doing? What have you achieved? What are you trying to do with yourself? Where are you going?
And where were you going?
The Dog and Duck. But I got to the door of the public bar and I saw Harry and it was my turn to buy him a drink, so I turned round and came back. Well, he's a brandy man and you can't run to it. I don't think anybody could call me a mean man, but after all there is a limit and fair's fair.
All right, we understand. And do you really think you're going through with these resolutions?
Certainly. If I can't live by these rules that I've set myself, then I'm a man of no account.
That's just what your bank manager said this morning.
Money? What's money? Why does everybody measure happiness by material wealth? Is Lord Nuffield happy?
Yeah,
Well, let's take somebody else then. Money means nothing. True contentment and happiness come from within. If your soul is pure and shining, it will show through. Money? Ha! A good, clean, honest life, that's what counts. That to money. Abandon this mad desire for wealth. Renounce it. Cast it aside. Seek the true happiness. Forget about money. It means nothing.
Hey, there's a sixpence lying on the floor.
It's mine! Mine! Give it here to us. Mine! I saw it first. Mine!
Hey, get your foot off me neck. It's mine!
It's not. It's mine.
Prove it.
It's a sixpence?
Yeah.
Is it silver with the Queen's head on one side and a coat of arms on the other and writing round the side and a crinkled edge?
Yeah.
It's mine. I recognise it. Mine looked just like that.
Well, tell us the date.
Wednesday, give us it.
You're fighting, you two. You're like silly little children.
Oh, good grief, she's right. William, do you realise what we've been doing? Don't you see the sordidness of it all? Two grown men, friends of great intellect. Humiliating themselves by grovelling on the floor like scavengers over sixpence. How low can you get?
Yeah, you're right, Tup.
Well, give us the sixpence and shut up. As I was saying, money is useless. It's good, clean living that matters, and that is why I'm reforming. As from today, the Hancock character is going to be smirchless.
Yeah, I'll bet you any money you like, you break every one of those resolutions within 24 hours.
How much?
£5 for each resolution.
Five? All right, you're on.
Right, I'll take the first £5 now.
Pardon?
I quote, I'm giving up gambling.
I've been tricked. Tricked? Call yourself a friend, you've cheated me. Take that.
Oh, my jaw!
There, now what have you got to say?
That's another fiver you owe me.
Why?
I quote, I renounce all forms of violence. That's a tenner you owe me.
Why, you dirty, rotten, twisting, conniving layabout. You rat, scoundrel, scum.
15, I'm giving up swearing.
Yes, but...
5 for swearing.
Starting tomorrow.
No.
Well, look, £2.10. They were only little ones.
5, making £15 altogether.
I'm not paying you. Do what you like, I'm not paying you.
20.
Why?
Well, I resolve to settle all outstanding debts.
Give us that list. I'm not saying another word till I've had a good look at me list.
Now, all right then, let's be fair. I'll give you a chance to win your money back. For every resolution you keep for 24 hours, I'll give you £5. For every one you break, you give me £5.
Starting from now.
Right.
This is going to be easy. Well, I must be going. Sid James asked me to pop in and see him this morning.
Yeah, I'll come with you just to keep a check on you.
That's the 5th bus that's gone straight past us empty. Hour and a half we've been waiting here.
Well, this is a request stop. You're supposed to put your hand out.
I tried that. He just drove straight past and the conductor leaned out and whipped me glove. Stop! Stop, driver, stop!
Well, that's another one we've missed.
That's the 2nd time we've missed that one. He's been there and back again by now.
Hey, there's another one coming.
Hello? He's stopping. He must have run out of petrol.
Both sides on, hurry along. Sorry, sir, no dogs allowed on the bus. Get rid of that spaniel.
It's not a spaniel, he's an Australian. I've been waiting for an hour and a half. Come on, hurry up, let's get on.
Sorry, mate, not this one. Full up, no room.
There would be if you gave your seat up. Now, come on, let me get on. I'm late for an appointment.
Oh, all right, come on then. One out, one in. Hold tight now.
Excuse me, can I sit down? Room for the little one here. Thank you very much. Hello, little girl. What are you crying for?
I've lost my bus fare. Mummy gave me 4p and I put it inside my glove, but it's fallen out.
Oh, come on, cheer up. It's not as bad as all that.
But the conductor will make me get off if I haven't got my fare, and I'll be late for school, and the teacher will make me stay behind tonight. Perhaps you could, well...
Perhaps I could what?
Perhaps you could lend me 4p.
I certainly, of course I'll lend you 4p. I...
Neither a borrower nor a lender be.
Oh, yes, well, look, I'm sorry, little girl, but I can't lend you 4p. You see, it's a... Oh, will you shut up? Stop it! Everybody's looking at us. Nothing to do with me. I don't know her. I did not clout her. Shut up. Go and and sit somewhere else. Go on, sit next to the vicar. Let him think he walloped you.
You must lend me fourpence. The conductor will make me get off and I'll be late for school.
Hard luck. I had to walk to school. No boots either. Shut up, Grizzly.
And the teacher will keep me in after school.
Look, I can't help you. I'm not lending you fourpence, so shut up.
And then I'll get in trouble for getting home late.
Yes, shame. My heart bleeds for you. Shut up.
And Daddy will make me go to bed early.
Do you good. Get rid of those backs from under your eyes. Oh, don't keep on. I can't lend you fourpence. I've made a resolution. Never lend money. I can't break it. It's more than I dare do.
And I won't be able to listen to Hancock's half hour on the wireless.
I'm sorry. There's nothing I can...
Oh, thank you very much.
Not at all. Anything to raise me listening figures?
Yeah, I saw you lend her fourpence. Neither a borrower nor a lender be. That's half of it gone. £2.10 you owe me.
No, I didn't lend it to her. She grabbed it out of my hand. She overpowered me.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Give us it back.
No, you gave it to me.
No, I didn't. Thief! Robber! Stop the bus! Give us me fourpence back. I know your sort. Shut up! Nothing to do with me, Vicar. Never seen him before. Give us me fourpence.
Fares, please. Have your fare. Hello, what's going on here?
It's him, the fat geezer. He lent this little girl fourpence, now he wants it back again.
I did not lend it to her.
Yes, he did. I saw him.
He didn't see anything. You were too busy drawing moustaches on those Jack Hawkins fag adverts.
Did he lend you fourpence, little girl?
Yes.
I didn't. I'll give you a pound if you tell them I didn't lend you fourpence.
I don't want a pound. I just want the fourpence for my bus fare that you lent.
I didn't lend you fourpence.
Let go of her throat.
I'm not touching her. I was just admiring her beads.
Give her the fourpence.
I shall slosh you in a minute.
Go on, the mean old so-and-so. Lend her fourpence. She's only a kid.
Yes, lend her the fourpence.
No.
What's fourpence to a man like you?
That's not the point.
You look well-fed, a bloated capitalist. He's doing all right.
Of course he is. Look at him. Spats.
Yes, but I'm in a dodgy profession.
Oh, I bet he's got a checkbook. I don't know why the likes of him use the buses anyway, you parasites.
Yeah,
I got a perfect
right in men's transport. Buses?
Yeah, yeah.
You social butterflies. Gallivanting about here and there. Why don't you use a taxi?
Yes, money's made round to go round, mate.
I know it is, but...
When our lot get in, we'll have your lot in the tower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leave the buses to us workers.
This isn't the rush hour.
It is for me. I'm late for a strike meeting.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, stinking rich, and won't lend a poor little girl fourpence.
All right, I'll lend her the fourpence. There.
I should think so too. Now then, what do you want, little girl?
A penny half, please.
A penny half? I've been twisted. She catched fourpence off me. What's the other threepence for?
Well, her dad wants a ticket as well, doesn't he?
Who's her dad?
I am. Threepenny all the way, please, mate.
Carry that.
Well, that's marvellous, isn't it? Fancy a father putting a young child up to that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, terrible. £2.10 you owe me.
All right, don't rub it in. That's the last time. You're not having any more money out of me. I'm not breaking any more resolutions, don't you worry. I'll be more careful the next time.
Fares, please, fares. Oh, you!
What, me?
Yes, come on, stop breathing on the window and drawing rude pictures with your finger. Give us your fare.
I want a fourpenny.
Right, come on, Nuffield, where's the money?
All right, me good man. Give us a chance to get it out. I've got it here somewhere. That's funny, I could have sworn.
Fourpence?
I don't appear to have any money on me. You know, I gave it to the little girl, you remember?
Most generous, I'm sure. Fourpence?
My good man, there's no need to get aerated. I'm sure I can find something here to barter with. A couple of unmarked stamps I steamed off the Christmas cards I got this year.
Fourpence?
Yes. Bill, would you care to buy them off me?
No.
Oh.
Fourpence?
Yes. What about taking a cheque? It's only been cashed once.
No.
Oh, Bill, lend us fourpence.
I'm borrowing money now. That'll cost another £2.10.
Oh, look, be reasonable, after all.
Sorry, a bet is a bet.
Well, very well, I won't borrow it off you at all. I won't pay me fare, that's all.
Oh, you won't?
No.
Stop the bus, call the police.
No, wait, there's no need. I mean, we're men of the world. What's fourpence to the London Transport?
Sling him off. He's a troublemaker, can't pay his fare.
I'll have you on the platform in a minute.
Come on, I want fourpence.
Don't. Bill, lend us fourpence. I don't know, £5 for a fourpenny bus ride. Resolutions? God, dear, oh dear. I never spent as much as this when I was evil.
Yeah, by the way, where did you get on?
Railway cuttings, Cheam.
I thought so. Another tuppence, please. You've gone two stops past your fare stage.
Then you can turn this bus around and go back, because I'm not paying. I've got your number.
But hey, look, it's
you. You don't lay your hands on me. I'll have you. I'll have the police on you.
Well, I hope you're satisfied. You and your stupid resolutions. We both got thrown off the bus.
Yes. I wish you'd rung the bell first. Pull me back.
Well, there can't be much wrong with it. You landed on me.
Exactly. I wish you'd stop carrying that boomerang in your pocket. I was very nearly impaled.
Why did you let him knock you about like that? Why didn't you defend yourself?
What with? He had all the available weapons. What can you do against a ticket rack and a wooden fare stage board? I was defenceless. He routed me, completely routed me. He had me nose caught in his tuppenny halfpenny ticket spring four times.
Look, Tub, why don't you just give up these resolutions? They're more trouble than they're worth. Just give me the lump sum and forget all about
them. No, William, I'm going to prove to you that being good pays.
I know, so just give me the money, huh?
We shall see. I've only got to keep the rest of my resolutions for another 12 hours, eight of which I'll be asleep in bed, and the other four spent quietly with Sidney James.
Are you kidding? Sid's ruined people for life in less than 5 minutes.
Don't worry, I'll watch him. I'm determined not to break any more of me resolutions. It's a point of honour now, apart from getting back the money you won off me. I shall go and see what Sidney wants me for, but that's all. I'm not going to be caught out again.
Come in.
League Division
3. Oh, hello, boys. Won't give me a minute.
Results. Halifax Town 2, Derby County 2.
Right.
Mansfield Town 5, Hartlepool 1.
Okay.
Oldham Athletic 2, Rochdale 2.
Lovely.
Tranmere Rovers 0, Grimsby Town 2.
There you go. There we are. That's that. First divvy treble chance up again.
Now, checking your pools, Cooper.
No, filling it in.
You're supposed to fill it in before the matches are played.
Well, not if you want to win.
They won't accept that coupon now.
Oh, my Uncle Barry assured me it'd be all right.
What does he do?
He checks them.
Yeah, but they take precautions against swindling these pools firms. All those checkers are watched by detectives.
Oh, you mean Uncle Fred and Cousin Pierce and that lot? Oh, no, they won't say anything. It's their turn for the penny points next week. Well, now, I'll tell you what I want to see you for. Here, have a cigar.
No, thanks, I've given up. Resolutions, you know. Still, I'll take one home for me mother.
What about a drink?
No, thanks. I've given it up. Resolutions again.
Oh, well, never mind. I'll,
No, don't put it back. I've got a hip flask here. It'll revive me father after mother's finished the cigar.
Well, now, I've got a business proposition to put to you.
Wait a minute. Let's have a look at me list. Business propositions, business proper... No, I haven't given those up.
Good. Well, you've heard of Sid James Enterprises. Looks after all my business interests. You know I've got a lot of old chain stores.
Yes, I've seen the directors, old chain gangs.
That's right. Well, last month I opened a nightclub. It wasn't going very well, but last week business started booming.
Why?
Duncan Webb exposed it. Now, me manager, Edwardian Fred, he's going away on holiday.
When'll he be back?
We don't know. The jury's still out. So I want you boys to take it over for me.
No, I'm sorry, Sid. My resolutions definitely state that I mustn't associate myself with anything dishonest.
Dishonest? How dare you? Everything in my club is dead straight, except the hostesses.
What's this place called?
Les Tres Flamingos Rouge.
Where is it?
Underneath a greengrocer's in Shepherd's Bush.
No, I don't think so, Sid. I don't know. It seems a bit seamy somehow. Not very pleasant, not a very respectable place.
Not very respectable? I'll have you know this place used to be a monastery.
Really?
Certainly. Still is during the day. I just rent it out for the evening.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, all the monks, you know, the brothers, they stop up and work for me, you know, taking food round and pouring drinks out.
Funny goings on for a monastery, isn't it?
No, they don't mind. It just means I'm stopping up a bit later, that's all.
Oh, well, if it's all right for the monks, it's all right for me. I mean, they wouldn't stand for any monkey business, would they? Oh, I'm sorry. Monkey business. I didn't even mean that one. See, I didn't realise what I'd said, you see. Still, it wasn't bad, though. Make a note, we might be able to use it somewhere else.
You'll do it, then?
Yes, all right. If I can't keep me resolutions in a monastery, I can't keep them anywhere.
Right. I'll see you outside the club at 11 o'clock tonight. Cheerio! Charlie.
Hello.
How many waiters have we got working in the nightclub?
24.
Right. Nip down the road and get hold of 24 brown monk's habits.
Brown what?
Monk's habits, you know. Those brown Edwardian duffel coats. Tell the boys to change into them. We've got a new manager starting tonight. Right, this is a place, boys. Down the manhole. Hold on, you have to knock. Well, Friar Balsam.
He's got a scout's hat on. Dib, dib, dub, dub, eh?
Here, Bugsy, what's the idea of a scout's gear?
They wouldn't let us have the monk's clobber.
Why not?
You're supposed to have an hole in the top of your head.
Anything wrong, Sid?
Nothing. By a lucky chance, we've just happened to walk in on scout's night. It's Bobber Job Week. They've let the monks go to a dance.
Most charitable. Scout's night, eh? You mean you've allowed the scouts to use your nightclub for their jamboree?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that's most noble of you, Sidney. And to enter into the spirit of it, I don't want any wages. No, wait a minute. New Year's resolution. I must tell the truth. Yes, I do want wages.
Right, £2.
Ta, you've no idea how much better I feel telling the truth.
Well, shall we go in?
Ah, the old scout band. Yes, they're a lot better than that mob that wake me up every Sunday morning. I suppose they're the scouts serving on the tables.
That's right.
Bit old for scouts, aren't they? None of them a day under 40.
Ah, well, they went on a long route march and got lost.
Really?
Yeah, they spent 20 years wandering around Dartmoor.
Here, who are the people sitting at the tables in evening dress?
Well, what do you know? It's parents' night as well.
How about delightful? Isn't it amazing? They've all got old fathers and young mothers, haven't they? My word, I wish I had a mother like that.
Now you're talking. Here, which one do you fancy?
Yeah, look at that scout over there kissing his mother.
Well, that's all right.
Well, it's upset his father, look. He's broken a bottle over his head. I wish I had me whistle here, I wouldn't half blow.
If you use a whistle in here, everyone will blow. Well, now, I'll leave you. Keep the party going, see everyone gets plenty of gin and scotch.
Gin and scotch? Should they drink that sort of stuff? I mean, scouts?
You've got a point there, yes. I'll tell you what, we'll take precautions. Empty half the scotch out and fill the bottle up with water. Then it won't affect them.
Oh, what a good idea. And I'll tell them it's all half price.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do that. The thing to do is charge them double. They'd be disappointed if it was a cheap show. And don't forget, if the drink runs out, they'll brew up some more in the bathroom. See ya!
Oh, well. Let's assemble the troops for some party games. Let's see now. How does Ralph Reader do it? Chickity snitch.
Hiya, handsome. How about buying me a drink?
Well, well, a girl guide. What can I get you?
Well, I'll have a large Benedictine.
I'm sorry, the monks have gone dancing tonight. Aren't you with nobody?
Oh, no, my boyfriend's a servant on the table.
Oh, one of the scouts. Well, well, well. We never had time for girls like you in my day. We were too busy showing old ladies across streets. Idiots. Where is he?
I think he must have passed out.
Oh, good lad, another badge up. Anybody else passing out tonight?
I shouldn't think so if they all buy drinks as slowly as you do.
Yes, well, I think we ought to get some games organised for the little lads and their parents. Stop the band! Stop the band! Beaver Patrol, attention. I thought so we could get to know each other a little bit, we might have a game of musical chairs. Right, strike up the band. No, stop the band! Stop the band! We must have the chairs in the middle.
You'll get the chairs right in the middle of your head if you don't sit down.
Who said that?
I did.
Take 10 reef knots. Now then, I want the chairs in the middle of the floor.
We're doing this without chairs.
Oh, very well. You can put your sheath knife away. Start the band. Bugler! No, hold it! Hold it! Now, I want you all in a big circle.
We're doing it like this. Men and women, heads together, holding on to each other, cheek to cheek, from head to foot.
Oh, well, it's a novelty, I suppose. Off you go, now then. Well done. I think we'll have that dance now.
What do you think that was? Musical chairs?
Well, I must say, if it was, I've led a very sheltered childhood.
Stay where you are! Stay where you are! Mr. Ride!
Well, well, a rival troop.
Everybody stay where you are. This is the police raid. Nobody move. All the exits are covered. You can't get away. Stay where you are. Don't move. Well, there, I got you anyway.
Good evening, officer. What can I do for you?
Are you in charge of this nightclub?
This isn't a nightclub. This is a scouts hall and we're having a jamboree.
Oh, no, stop messing about. This is a nightclub and all those men were dangerous criminals.
They're not, they're scouts.
What, with all those great airy legs?
Well, there's nothing against scouts having airy legs. They're allowed to. Look, in the book here, rule 3, scouts are allowed to have airy legs or bald ones according to age or taste.
Come on, I don't want to taste airy legs.
Well, you better not eat here, then.
Now, stop confusing me. I'm here on business. I'm a plainclothes policeman.
But you're wearing a uniform.
I know, it's my day off. Now then, are you anything to do with this club?
What, me? Associated with a band of criminals running a lone nightclub? Well, I...
Watch it up. Remember resolution number 6, I must not tell lies.
Ah, yes. Now, this needs thinking about. If I admit I'm the manager of a nightclub, I'll get added up for selling drinks after hours, making illegal alcohol, and running premises without a license, and I'll probably cop a large fine. If I tell lies and deny it, I've broken another resolution, and... Bill?
Yeah?
I think I'm going to owe you some more money. I'm nothing to do with the club, officer. I'm a complete stranger. I got here by pure accident. I was sitting in a tea room at Swiss Cottage when 15 half-naked Nubian slaves jumped on me. I overpowered 6 of them, but the other 33 put a chloroform pad over me nose. And the next thing I knew, all 62 of the blighters were knocking me about in a helicopter belonging to a secret foreign power, flying 6 miles over London, taking reconnaissance photographs of the Albert Memorial for use against us in the future war. Naturally, I overpowered the 89 Nubian slaves, and here you go, Bill. Here's another 7 and 6. I'm going to make a meal out of this one. And I telegraphed to my good friend Sir Anthony. 39 Hawker hunters were sent from Hackney Marshes, shot me down, and I landed without a parachute through a manhole cover. Landed big toe first in the top of an open champagne bottle, whereupon I picked up a bow and arrow and stood in the corner here, disguised as Eros. So I have nothing whatsoever to do with this club.
Well, I don't care if you have. I'm not worried about this club.
You're not worried? That cost me a fiver, that fib did. What do you want, then?
Well, I've got a summons here for trying to defraud the bus company by not paying your fare this afternoon. This will mean a fine of at least £5, it will.
Oh, chubs. What's the use? I wish I hadn't started those daft resolutions. £105 they've cost me, and it's only January the 3rd. I've got to do something drastic about this.
Tony! Tony, it's March the 8th. When are you going to get up?
Andre, with the luck I have, it's cheaper to stay in bed. You may set the alarm clock for next Hogmanay. In the meantime, I bid you a good night.
You have been listening to Hancock's Half Hour, featuring Kevin McNally, Kevin Eldon, Robin Sebastian, Simon Greenall, Susie Kane, and Paul Merton. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stott and recorded by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Levin Parikian. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson. And the programme, which was recorded, was produced by Neil Pearson and Hayley Sterling.